Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Welcome back to Extra Lippy with Robin Richford and Sophie Brown. And of course, it is all about you.
It certainly is. And we take all your dilemmas, stories. What is so funny?
I basically drank a little bit of my pina colada and I realised that it was like... Sorry, guys, if you're listening in headphones, I'm
ASMR,
very, very sorry.
Slurping sound.
Oh, yeah, go.
I bet that sounds really nice.
I bet it does. Oh, my God, watch the mic. Okay, on that note.
Anyway. Okay. Please send in your dilemmas, stories, anything you want us to chat about, really. We give our unsolicited advice, but I think it's pretty sound, to be honest.
I think we're pretty good.
I think we are. But if you do want us to talk about it, then send it in to at the Loose Lips Podcast on Instagram or contact at looselipspodcast.com.
And we have a very juicy one from Jess today.
I know. I haven't even read it yet. I'm going to hear it first, but okay. It's very long.
Yeah, it is long.
Which I love. Right, concentrate.
Okay, ready? Buckle in. Hi, Sophie and Robin. I've been listening to the podcast since your King's Cross event and I've been obsessed with I love that King's Cross event. Yay! That's where we went down and we handed out all the sweeties. Do you remember?
Oh, that's such a little win. Thank you, whoever you are.
That is such a win. Thank you, Jess. I've been obsessed with the Friday episodes where you chat about people's experiences and I wanted to wait to send this in as I've got some news through my friend about it. So here goes. Here we go. Eek. At the start of the year, my now ex-boyfriend threw it out there that he wanted an open relationship. Oh. I said that wasn't what I wanted at the time, and we broke up after about 3 years of dating, which sucked at the time, but I thought at least we had an honest chat about it and could tell it was the best thing for us. Now, the kicker is my ex has entered a monogamous relationship, which is not open. As far as I know, at least since this time, I still follow him on Instagram and I've seen the typical couple posts. I moved on, but I can't help but feel annoyed. Anyway, I told my work colleague about him after a few glasses of wine and good chit chat, showing her his Instagram, etc. You know, the whole routine bitch session. We love that. Mm. We love that. I love how in depth. Then she saw him with another girl. They were getting very cozy at the restaurant she was in and it had definite date vibes. No dilemma here, really. I suppose I'm wondering your thoughts on this and on open relationships. I'm 28 and can't be dealing with that, but I know for some people it really works. Just a bit sus when a man says it, to be honest. Keep doing what you're doing. Would love to hear you discuss this mess. Yes, Jess!
Oh my god,
I'm obsessed.
You are right, Jess. The whole, there are a lot of people, I feel like, that potentially are not looking for monogamy and they are looking for something more open. However, to then see them be monogamous having broken up with you for wanting an open relationship,
it's a kick in the teeth.
That is a big kick in the teeth.
Yeah,
big kick in the teeth. At least if they went and had a, you know, a big open relationship, you'd be like, okay, yeah, fair enough, you go do that away from me. But if they then get a girlfriend straight up after,
right? Yeah. So here's my, I've got quite a controversial opinion on this.
Oh,
I don't know that this is going to go down too well. I'm sorry, but I kind of follow the thought process of, if you want an open relationship, it's not a relationship.
Ooh.
I know, I'm really sorry.
Okay.
I mean, what in the 1960s am I doing? But this is how I feel, right? Because I think, like, what defines a relationship then if it's open? Does that make sense? Like, what makes it a romantic relationship if you're allowed to just do what you want? Surely the whole point of a relationship is that you're committing to each other. She's awkwardly drinking her drink.
I'm not sure. No. Right.
But come on.
I get where you're coming from. But then I think an open relationship is not just you go with whoever you want when you want. I think you're with that person. Like, that's who you're kind of like your main partner is. But then sexually, I think you then explore with other people. But I think you're quite open, honest with the person that you're with. Like, it depends what boundaries you have in place. But I think they're like your main person. Like, it's not like you do whatever you want and you call them your partner.
Right. So yeah. You can't just go and sleep with anyone, or you can?
I do think people have quite strong boundaries and rules in place when it comes to open relationships.
Ah, okay.
Yeah, maybe not, but I do think that they do. Mm. I understand where you're coming from, but I do think, I'm starting to think monogamy is a fucking lie anyway, to be honest. The amount of people I've seen cheat, I just think,
but
you know.
I don't know, I just think, I don't know. I just don't get it.
I think there are people that can't just be with one person.
Yeah, I know, but well, they're going to have to die alone in my eyes. Do you know what I mean? Oh,
okay.
I'm joking, by the way. I have a really dry sense of humor. But what I mean is like, F you.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
If you like are, you know, if you're someone that's like, you know what, I'm not a one person kind of gal or girl or whatever, then like, I just don't think it's fair to have someone that, I mean, I guess if you're both on the same page, but like what I mean is like to take someone along for the ride. I've not met anyone. I've actually not met anyone in real life that is in an open relationship that they're both on the same page with it. I've actually personally never met them. That doesn't mean they don't exist. But I haven't actually... I've met people... Like, some of my friends are in open relationships.
Yeah.
But I don't think they're on the same page. I always think one person's more into it and the other one's just doing it to please the other person.
Yeah, because they don't want to not be with them. Yeah. But for them to be with them, they have to accept this part of them.
Yeah, I'm sure there are people in the world that have found each other and they're both really happy with it. But I don't know. I've not seen... I'm not seeing
them. I got deep into a thruple hole the other day.
Sorry, what? Wait, you were in a thruple?
No, whoa. Rewind. No, deep into a thruple hole on Instagram. Like a video came up of this. Okay. So I started watching their videos because I was quite intrigued. Mm. And obviously, they got a lot of hate on their videos, but they were just talking about their relationship. So there was a guy and a girl that were together. Right. And the girl said that she was bi-curious and she liked to explore with women.
Okay.
And they found, through a dating app, this woman. And now they are a thruple.
Okay.
Yeah.
And do you reckon everyone's happy in that?
Well, they play it off as obviously being, you know, Three's showing as being very though, happy. Yes. Yeah. That doesn't appeal to me. Like the whole three people thing in any sort of capacity, just because if I'm with someone, I'm with them.
Yeah, see, so that's I'm kind of how I feel.
Like, that's how I feel. But I don't think open relationships, I think they can work. But I think like with Jess's situation, it's just rubbish because you never entered into that relationship wanting that.
Yeah, and I also think as well, I wonder like, if it's a bit like having your cake and eating it too.
Yeah, like imagine if your partner turned around and went, oh, I'm going to be in an open relationship now.
Yeah, imagine. Could you imagine? No, but honestly, I don't know. I do think like, though there is actually scientific evidence apparently that actually humans aren't supposed to be monogamous, and it's like a societal thing.
This is the other thing I was going to say. And they also say men and all of this can't be, you know, monogamous, and they were never. But do you know what I mean? There's a lot of stupid. Yeah, I know what you mean. I think it's difficult. Like, I would be gutted if I got with someone and then obviously after, you know, a long time they said, I want to be in an open relationship, I'd be like, because I don't personally want an open relationship. And I do think you're right. I think that a lot of the time, well, you know, a portion of the time, I think you are right where one person
is doing it
maybe
to please,
yeah, the other one and that kind of thing, which is difficult. But I don't think it can't not work. Like, I do think there are people that are suited to open relationships, but I think that works when they find each other as open, not when they switch.
Yeah, I don't know anyone that's kind of switched and then they've both been kind of on the same page. But I think this one's a burner, Jess. I know you said that you've moved on, but I do think it is a bit of a burn because you're like, you've asked me to do it and then you're going to go and be monogamous anyway.
Also, it's hard enough not stalking your ex afterwards, let alone when they said they wanted to be in an open relationship. So I'd be checking all the time.
Oh my gosh, yeah.
Yeah.
You have to block your ex. That's what I did. Oh, it's horrid though. Because you're like, oh, but I really want to know.
Yeah.
And then you do, I did that really cringe thing. Oh, stop.
What? Unblocking and...
No, I had blocked him and then I was like, have you still got him on Instagram? To, oh, like, my
everybody
best
does that.
Like, can you show me it? Can you show me the goods?
Yeah, I do that with people that have me blocked.
Oh, really?
Yeah, this one girl.
Oh, girls.
That I used to live with.
Oh, right, yeah.
The one.
And it's not me. She still likes me.
I still like you.
For now.
There's only one person I don't like. You know who you are.
Oh my God, that's so dark. That's like someone's coming to get you. Well, at least we're both controversial in this episode. I'll take that. No, just me. Just me that says, listen, I am open to the conversation. But I'm just saying, I don't think that it's much of a relationship.
Yeah. No, I agree. I agree. Thank you, Jess.
Jess,
I think,
you know what? Thank you so much for
your honesty
and your love.
Your love, your
how sweet
length of message, everything.
Honestly, I'm so happy about the King's Cross thing. That's
sweet.
Obsessed. Honestly, thank you so much. And thank you guys for listening to Extra Life 8. Do you know what I just realized, right?
She was wrapping it up then. What happened?
Sorry. What I just realized is I went very formal. Like, I don't like that. Oh. You know what I mean? Like, I just want to be like, thanks for listening.
It's because you're you know, radio.
Yeah, I must try harder at that, to be honest. Sorry about that. Must try harder. Back on Tuesday for our full episode of Loose Lips. And don't forget, see, formal. Right, I'm going to stop now. Soph's going to take it from here.
Okay.
No, she's going to go formal.
Yeah, no, I can't do it. No, thank you. Thanks a lot. Please continue to support us. That's really lovely to hear that you have been listening since King's Cross. Any new listeners, please help us by subscribing, liking, rating, anything. Give us a follow on Instagram. And if you want us to talk about your dilemmas or stories, you can send it to at the Loose Lips Podcast on Instagram or contacts@looselipspodcast.com if you want to email it.
Beautifully done. See you on Tuesday. Bye.
Bye.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more.
and is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.